Hi, this is Yumi Nguyen, and this podcast series is called What Would Love Do? This is the story of how What Would Love Do came about. I had just turned 29 years old, and I was facing a marriage that just wasn't working. Now, at this stage in life, I thought, isn't it about time I got it all together? Shouldn't I have had life figured out by now? Funny though, because on the outside, you know, everything looked perfect. I was a successful leadership coach for a global organization. So, you know, I felt like I was making a difference. I was an entrepreneur and living the dream of creating my own business and being a master of my own time. Yet, I was just so stressed and constantly feeling like a failure. I had the husband and we traveled the world, but we found it so hard to connect. And yet on the inside, I wasn't whole. When my ex-husband and I went through the separation, it was the most liberating and life-changing point in my life. Now, I promised myself that we were going to have a beautiful divorce, and that my peace of mind was priceless. I was going to do whatever it took to have this beautiful divorce and to have my peace of mind intact. I closed the business. I let go of things that no longer served me. I stopped doing the things that I thought I should do to have a great life. And I started listening to the guidance of my heart. I had a pattern of being challenged by vulnerability and being emotionally unavailable. And yet what I really yearned for was to love and to be loved. See, I understood that no one gets married wanting it to end. And when my marriage ended, I took responsibility for how I contributed to what had happened. And I started getting interested in uncovering the layers in my subconscious that holds me back from the thing I want most in this lifetime. To love and to allow love in. I believe that the universe continues to send us lessons that we need to learn. And these lessons will continue to come until we finally choose to surrender and trust in the guidance of the universe. Now, I remember that morning in May so vividly when I finally got it. When I realized I was a common denominator in all my broken relationships. I looked up at the sky, held my palms out and said, okay, I get it. Universe, I get it now. No more lessons. I really do get it. I finally believe I deserve to be loved. It was the first time I could admit to myself how important being in a loving and honorable relationship meant to me. Up until this point, I was your typical alpha female, extremely independent, an overachiever. I wanted to prove to the world that I didn't need a relationship. However, you know, all of this was to hide the fact that I was so scared that I was unlovable. That no one could love someone as broken as me. That day in May 2010, I learned to be my own best friend. I understood that you can only give what you have, and you can only receive that which you are. I started inquiring into the realm of unconditional love. I truly believe there is nothing more joyful and blissful than loving and being loved. To give unconditional love, I had to love myself unconditionally. To receive unconditional love, I had to know myself as unconditional love. And here is where we welcome the most powerful question What Would Love Do? This was when What Would Love Do entered my life and has been my guiding light and my North Star. Every action, every choice is considered through the guidance and wisdom of love. Now, when I am out of alignment, I can surely feel it. I have been a coach and a mentor for over 10 years, and I have discovered that no matter how successful we occur to be on the outside, what every human being is truly seeking is that soulful connection to ourselves and others. We want to be seen, we want to be heard, we want to know that our love is enough, and we want to know that we are enough and worthy. I used to coach on performance and be obsessed with producing results. Now, while they're important, what I focus now on and what I'm passionate about are the issues that really matter to us as human beings. You know, things like, how do I find the strength to be courageous and vulnerable in my relationship when I'm hurting? How do I allow love in when I feel broken? How do I raise myself as a parent that I want to be when I come from a broken family? How do I create fulfilling and nourishing relationships where we honor one another? How can I cultivate that connection to the universe and my spirituality? How do I trust the guidance of my intuition? How do I choose generosity and forgiveness? How do I heal? So this podcast is deep and it is real. This podcast explores relationships. The one to yourself, your love relationships, your friendships, parenting, your relationship to the universe. So my intention is that these conversations allow you to let love in. I look forward to our journey together in being guided by What Would Love Do? See you soon.